Psalm 119. If you have a verse here in the midst of our 17 to 32, I'd like to hear from it. So think about that. If you have a favorite verse that you've read this week that's blessed you, if our children's church is first grading down, so they're going downstairs at this time. We appreciate that. Andy, come and read for us, please. Psalm 119.
Okay, Psalm 119, we're going to be looking at verses 18 and 19, 24, 27, and 29. Starting in verse 18. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. Verse 24. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. 27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. And verse 29, remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Thank you.
Thank you. Psalm 119, verses 17 to 32. Any favorite verses? Any favorite verses in there? You just got to share with us. Any favorite verses? I just wanted to make that time. I have 16 favorite verses. Any favorite verses there? Just blessed your heart as you were reading them. Any of them? I would like you to share that. Yes, sir.
I love verse 19.
Verse 19.
I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. Saul must be saying, Lord, I'm just a wanderer down here. If you hide from me, understanding of you, I am done.
I'm in trouble.
I need you to open yourself up to me so I can understand.
I'm yours. I'm an outsider. I am not of this place. I am out of step with this world. Don't you hide from me. I need you. Any others? Those are great verses. Yes, ma'am.
I like number 18 where she says, open my eyes so I can
understand. Open her eyes. If you pray for God to open your understanding, will He? Yes. Now you say, well, I read the Bible and it didn't do anything for me. Read it again. Read it again. You can read Psalm 119 for 100 times and still get something out of it. It's a great, great book. Great book. Any other verses? Any other verses? Psalm 119, 17 to 32. Yes, ma'am. What verse? Which verse is it? 22, okay. You need to talk like you're hollering at your brother. I'm sure what she said was good, but I didn't hear it. I tell you. That's great. I love to hear from young people very much. Another. Any others? Yes, ma'am.
Verse 28.
28.
My spirit is sorrow. Strengthen me according
to your word. When we're going through hard times or sad times,
and that we can get
strength. Amen. Does God see us every time we weep, every time we cry? He pays close attention. There's one statement that He collects our tears. And so if you're weeping or crying, sorrowful, He's there with you. If you're cast down, trials, troubles, testings, He's there to help. Grab that Bible and start reading. Amen? And read till God talks to you and brings peace. Any other verses? Any other verses? Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Verse 29. Good verse, isn't it? Very, very good. Another. Any other verses? Yes, sir.
Verse 20, it reminds me of Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Verse 20.
As a Christian, our hearts are constantly crying. We may not do it perfectly.
Yep. Amen. Amen. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. I just want to focus on you. I love it. I'm overwhelmed with it. Very good. Very good. Any other verses? This is great. Longer you preach, less I preach. I knew that would grab a hand. Yes, ma'am. 24. Amen. His testimonies are my delight and my counselors. They give me good advice. Young people, if you want good advice, read your Bible. It'll tell you how to live, how to love, how to go to work, how to go to school, how to make a living. Is that right? How to have a family, how to get along. Word of God. It's my counselors. Excellent. Any others? These are good. Another verse. Psalm 119, 17 to 32. Yes, ma'am.
29 as well. The sorrow of losing a friend last night. And it's been very hard, but
yeah.
I keep coming back to Scripture.
Amen.
The perseverance to reach out to the family still.
Yep.
It's hard. It's really hard. I believe that she's with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It still hurts. One man said, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. And he said, if Jesus could weep, so can I. And Jesus knows your weeping. He sees your tears. He will come and comfort you. Amen. Amen. Any others? Good verses here. This is great. This is great. Yes, yes, up in the balcony.
Along with 28 there, you know, my soul melted for heaviness.
Yep.
Strength me according to that word. Strength me according to that word. You know, we're doing this memorial
yep.
on these tables and those that have gone on before us. Well, they need the Lord as their Savior.
Yep.
And if we use His Word, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us, those that know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, we will see them again.
Amen.
And with that, that helps lift that heaviness.
Oh, it does.
This great joy.
Yep.
So that, you know, if you know Him, you can have comfort that you will see that person again. But if you don't know Him, you don't know that comfort.
That's right. Heavy. Yeah. You better know Him. Amen. Thank you, John. Very good. Very good. Any other waivers up there? any other verses? Psalm 119. Let it touch your heart. I want you to read it. You can't read it enough. The 2 weeks I was off, I read it every day. And I just kept getting more out of it. Just read it once. It's very good. I was going to read through the whole 16 verses, but I think I'm not because I got to other parts to get to. But the one verse I want to do is 25. 25 is the hardest verse it was hard for me to see exactly what he is saying. In the King James it says, verse 25, it says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. I was trying to figure out. Quicken. What's another word for quicken? Revive, come alive. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Quicken me by your word. Hey, I don't know the word dust here. I lie in the dust. Sometimes the dust is the dirt, the ground. I'm dying, okay? Another thoughts there is I'm depressed. I am on my face praying to God. I'm in the dust. That's heavy praying, heavy praying. God, revive me. I'm about to die. God, revive me. I'm depressed. God, revive me. I'm discouraged. God, revive me. I'm down. I'm troubled. I'm miserable. My soul cleaves to the dust. I want to die. Revive me. Isn't that great? You been there? You will be there sometimes. That's why you grab the Bible and you read and you believe it and you read it some more and you believe it and you read it till it lifts you. And when you're lifted, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Also spiritually, God, I'm down spiritually. Lord, I need you to open my eyes. That's another verse in our text. Lord, help me to understand. I'm reading your Bible. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Huh? Lift me. Give me faith. Give me courage. And that's the whole book of Psalms here, especially Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, the most poetic chapter in the Bible. And at every verse, it's about the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God coming alive in our lives. And that is so important. Let's go to verse 29. Verse 29 is the verse that hit me when I was talking to that. You know, we lie to ourselves. Ever think about that? The lies we tell ourselves? The lies I'm telling myself is, my wife's coming back tomorrow, and guess when I'm going to clean house? Tomorrow, you know. When am I going to start my diet? Tomorrow, you know. Do we tell lies to ourselves? We do. And, you know, that dessert won't hurt me. You know, we tell lies to ourselves. Getting past all of those, I want us to think of some things here that we have. It says, keep me from lying to myself. Give me the privilege of knowing your instructions. Do we lie to ourselves? No. I'm going to give you 15 here in a minute. I'm going to give you 15 lies that we tell ourselves. Now, you do not tell yourself all of these lies, but there are a couple of them I want you to grasp. I want you to leave this morning with saying, I tell myself that lie. Who hurts most by the lies we tell ourselves? We do. We do. You know, and I want you to think about that. The lies that I'm talking about this morning, there's a paper on the back communion table of everything I'm saying this morning. And I want you to take one. I only have 30 copies back there, and I would love it to have one left. Everybody fighting over it, okay? Be sure to get your copy at the end of service on the table in the very back. The lies that we tell ourselves, you know, we need to just stop and admit that we lie to ourselves in too many ways. You know, life gets complex, relationships get sticky, loneliness creeps in, and sometimes we just feel the need to bend the truth to make it through the week. We need our lies to keep the pain tucked away where it cannot get to us. That deceitful heart of ours has a way of making it easy for us to be okay with these lies. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Is that right? And then Psalm 139:23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me to you. I want you to know there's every one of us have some problems with this. Does our culture accept lying? Our culture accepts it. And if we're not careful, our culture says, if you can get by with it, it's what? It's all right. If you can get by with it, it's all right. Do you ever get by with a lie? Does he always hear? Always. And usually if you tell one lie, you have to do what? Tell another lie. And One of the biggest lies, the first one is, I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. You know, I can watch that and it's not going to bother me. I can listen to this and it's not going to bother me. I can tell this smutty thing and it's not going to bother me. I can be with this bad friend and it's not going to bother me. I'm okay. One of the worst is, I'm okay, I'm a religious person, I'm not that bad, and I'm okay somehow, some way, I'm going to make it to heaven. My mom was a little girl going to church, and all she heard from this church was, you be a good girl and you make it to heaven. You ever heard that? You be a good girl and make it to heaven. How good do you have to be to go to heaven?
Perfect.
You know, if you're perfect, stand up. Yeah. You know. I'm not okay. I need Jesus. Every one of us here has to have a time in our lives where we repent of our sins and we trust Jesus as our Savior. Every one of us. And you say, wow. And I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And, you know, I'm not just okay. And that's the worst lie we can tell ourselves. And the second one is, no one will ever find out. Huh? Somebody will, with all the hashtags going on today and all of the things, somebody finds out. Is that right? And but if nobody ever finds out what you did, does God? Or the question comes out, no one will get hurt. You know, it's just simple. It's just fun. No one will ever get hurt by this. You know, you might be an immoral and you just do it between two people and no, it's not going to hurt anybody. Yes, there's ramifications. Is that right? There's long-term ramifications, not just the immediate. If you get caught gossiping or criticizing someone and you just quietly say, well, I didn't mean it, or you know, I said it wrong, or I was just kidding, or I was just trying to cover it up, or you know... We need to tell truth, is that right? And we need to know that, hey, we might call these little white lies, but all little white lies are what? Big lies. And that's very, very important. We need to call sin, sin. The fourth one is, that's just the way I am. You know, I have a choleric personality and I just blow up all the time. No, you know, I just the way I am. If you say that, then you're saying God made a mistake when He made me. And can God change our personalities? Can God change our negative spirit? Huh? Well, it's just the way I am. No. The fifth one is, I can do that tomorrow. You know, this is what I'm telling myself. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And my wife will probably catch an early plane and catch me right in the middle. And I'll be in trouble. And a diet. You know, I've been on a diet for at least 40 years. And do we lie to ourselves? We really do. That's a big one. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And those are things that, man, those are things. There's some things you need to do today. Other ones are, I have to be perfect. Some people destroy themselves by that one. Do you? Can you be perfect? Now we should try to do it with excellence. But if we have to be perfect, we're just beating up on ourselves all the time. Another one is, my life is harder than everyone else's. You know, pity me. Nobody has it like me. Nobody understands it. I'm just I have the hardest trouble in my life. Is that true? No. But we tell ourselves that. Number eight is, what I said or did is not that bad. I know other people that's done worse. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You know, it's always, you know, it's just like the politicians. Isn't it amazing they can ask questions and they never answer them? You know, it's bad, but it's not that bad. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Number nine is, I'm too young or I'm too old. Do we do that one? You know, you're either too young or too old. I think I'm too old. You know, there was one time I'm too young. And is it always right to do right? Number 10 is, I'm just not the happy type. I'm just kind of depressed. I'm kind of negative. I see the negative all the time. You want us to joy in Jesus. Well, I'm just not the happy type. Well, find the Bible and find Jesus. And if you have purpose in an issue, you can find happiness. Is that true? Happiness is a choice. And very important. Number 10 is nobody likes me. Nobody likes me. You know, we can get that. You know, my brother one time says, Mom, why did God make people like Mike? Nobody likes me. We can get on the pity wagon, can't we? And no, God loves you. Number 12 is, I had to do wrong. I had no other choice. I just had to do it. I know it was wrong, but I just had to do it. Do you ever have to do wrong? No. Number 13 is, when I am this or get this, have this or this or this, then I will be happy. Will something make you happy? No. God makes you happy. Truth makes you happy. Forgiveness makes you happy. Righteousness makes you happy. Holiness makes you happy. And you choose that. Number 14, my past sins and wrong choices can never be forgiven. They can be forgiven. Now, do they haunt us? And does the devil bring them up and haunt us with them and all of that? Are we guilty? Yes. But get thee behind me, Satan. I confessed it. He forgave it. It's forgiven. Get. Now, will he bring it up? You did this. Yes, I did. I confessed it to the best of my ability. He forgave it. Get off my back. Well, preacher, you just don't know what I did. I don't care what you did. If God can forgive David murder and adultery, he can forgive you anything. If God can forgive Paul of blasphemy and murder and throwing Christians into prison, he can forgive you anything. If he can forgive Peter for denying him 3 times, he can forgive you anything. Is that right? That is so beautiful to live forgiven. Oh, and people just let that lie just destroy them. Number 15, it's my parents' fault. You know, you blame your parents. We have a whole day of blaming. You know, you're 40 years old and you're still blaming your parents. Now we've had some tough parents, some bad parents. And if you had bad parents, abusive parents, violent parents, angry parents, drunken parents, my heart goes out to you. That's why you have a church. And that's why you get friends in a church. And that's why you get some grandmas and grandpas in a church. And you realize, I don't have to live that way. And I don't have to remember that. I can grab God and grab some godly people. And I can rise above that. Is that true? It's true. You know, all of us have some childhood events. Going back to West Virginia and having Mom's memorial service last week down in West Virginia, I met people that I knew when I was 4 years old. And I met people and, one time we was playing Cowboys and Indians, we hung a guy. Children, don't hear that, please. We hung him by his hands. We hung him by his hands. But I think we left him there for a couple of hours, you know. You know, there are things that you did that you're saying, wow. I told you this before. There was a time in my life when I was about 30 that I determined that I wanted God to bless me. So I wrote down every sin I could think of I ever did. Had a whole book full of them, no. I wrote it down and I contacted every person I could think of. Is that living forgiven? I wrote letters, I called people, I went to see people. Now I was very generic. I said, God's laid me on your heart that I did you wrong somewhere in the past. If you've forgotten, praise God. But I remembered. Is that right? God put it on my heart. So I want to make it right with you. Please forgive me. I didn't even tell them what I did. If they had forgotten, that's even better. But I did it. I said it. Okay? I was involved in their life in wrong. And if they forgot about it, God brought it to my mind. And to realize that, wow, it's not my parents' fault. I can rise above that. Finally, I want to close with the lies that we tell ourselves that we cannot be an effective missionary. I want you to just think about these. They're on the screen here. They're on the paper back here. But if you want to write them down on the sermon notes, please. Now, on the sermon notes, I want you to write down the lies that you tell to yourself that you need to get victory over. I want you to write at least one down or two down. I want you to write them down and then discuss them with your family this afternoon. It's very important. If you don't attack it, it just keeps coming, doesn't it? You got to attack it. I need to stop doing that. You know, the phone rings and somebody's calling and you tell the kids, well, tell them I'm not here. Or somebody says something and you says, oh, I was praying for you. And you wasn't praying for them. You know, did you like my food? Yeah, it was great. Do we do stuff like that? Yeah. And you can say, well, it didn't last long around here. You know, I dumped it in the trash, you know. These are ones. Look at these. It says, the lies we tell ourselves that keeps us from being effective missionaries. I don't know the Bible that well. If you know John 3:16, you know enough. And if you don't know it that well, start reading it. Devour it. You know, we know how much the Cubs scored. You know what I'm saying? We know how much Notre Dame won by yesterday, a rarity. We know those things. You know, we know those things. Wow. You know, if I don't know the Bible that well. Well, start reading it. It'll come alive. I'm not comfortable talking to people about Jesus. You might think I'm a person that likes to talk to trees, but I don't. I have to work. I have to say, God put me on this earth and I got to talk to these strange people. Maybe I don't even like them. But if God put me with them, I'll tell you this. My car that I purchased, the transmission went out on it. And I've had to fix the transmission, very costly. The church vans, both of them have had transmission work, very costly for you. I take him to a transmission garage, and I am on the guy's Christmas list. That means we know one another very well. Yesterday I went there. He has had my car all week, had problems with it. In talking with him, I'll keep it short. He revealed some of his past, and he was starting to cry. This is a man. And I said, you are blaming God, aren't you? And he said, yeah. He says, I haven't been to church for a long time. And I said, wow. I says, you need to get back in church. You need to get back in your Bible. You need God. And I think he's going to start coming to church. And, you know, I don't like to spend all that money. Especially Ron Lee doesn't like to spend all that money. But how do you get to know these people? Me and him, I've already talked to him 10 times. But I got a chance to talk to him about Jesus. And you realize, am I comfortable with it? No. I'm scared to death. But Jesus is truth and it's life. They will not listen to me. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. But some will. And I may offend them by telling them that everyone is a sinner. Yes, you will offend people, but they have to realize that Jesus saves sinners. That's the story. Well, we don't want to offend people. Let me tell you, the gospel is offensive. the gospel is offensive. You're a sinner. You need to be saved. He's the Savior. And then it says, I may lose them as friends. You may. You may. And don't be mean or nasty. I don't have time. I'll do it the next time. Someone else can do it better than I can. Yes, but God has you there. There are people in this planet that only you know, and God puts you in their path so you can tell them. So the people in your everyday life, and the people that you start having communion with and relationships with and working with and talking to and fellowshipping and having coffee, those are the people. Should being a missionary be natural? Yeah, you're everyday people. And it says, you know, I need more training. Oh, we all could need more training. All I know is if I start talking to people, God helps me with stuff in my mind. Amen? Unless you do that, you won't receive that. And then I don't have the type of personality. Oh, we try to find excuses. I'm not that good of a Christian. None of us are. Aren't you glad we're forgiven? You know, God can't use me. I want you to know, if you will open your mouth, Acts 1:8, He will fill it. Huh? And we're all scared. We need to do this. We're talking about missions. This is missions. And we're sending Bill out to be a missionary. We need to be missionaries ourselves. We're Michiana missionaries. Is that right? M&Ms. And very, very important. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. There's some lies that you tell yourselves. The worst lie is, I'm all right. I'm not that bad. Somehow, my good deeds will outweigh my bad deeds, and I'll make it to heaven. I want you to know that's not the plan. The plan is, because of Adam, we're all sinners. Because of our sinful choices, we are sinners. And that's why Jesus died, to be our Savior. And you need to repent of your sins and trust Jesus as your Savior. If you've not done that, that's the worst lie, is somehow I'm going to make it to heaven. Man. If you're here this morning and you haven't asked Jesus to save you, repented of your sins and received Jesus as your Savior and said, Lord, I'm going to put you on the throne of my life and I'm going to take me off the throne of my life and I'm going to follow you, obey you, learn about you, and just let you fill my life. If you're here this morning and you haven't done that, it's time to do that. That's the truth that sets you free. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? I will not embarrass you. Pray for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I'd be happy to pray for you. I will not embarrass you. I trust everybody here is a Christian. Let's live it. Let's live it. Let's attack those two or three lies that you tell yourself all too often. Let's attack them. Let's get some victory. Truth-telling. Honest. Open. Don't lie to yourself about your motives. Don't do it. Lord Jesus, help us all to be real with ourselves and Psalm 119, verse 29, keep me from lying to myself. Lord, help us to be missionaries right here. As we send missionaries to Papua New Guinea, help us to be missionaries here every day, right here, right here. Lord, open our mouths, take our fear away, and help us to see your supernatural power work through us, sinful creatures, weak, scared, afraid, but opening our mouths in power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.